my philosophy about it is work on the energetics of the website as much as you work on the actual physical part of the website. If you're going to make a website, energize it, activate it. I have somebody on my team who is activating every post, every reel. Energetically. Welcome to Activations with JJ. In today's episode, I'll be sharing with you some tips that have helped me take my business to the next level. If you're a fellow lightworker and you feel a season of expansion is waiting for you, then stay tuned. This content is going to be just what you need. Hello and welcome to another podcast episode. I am so thrilled to be with you here. It has been an incredible month of March so far. I know here in the Northern Hemisphere, we are feeling spring, which is always amazing, a lot of rebirth energy. And that's why I think that I felt drawn to really open up some time, some space, some offerings, and some content just for those of you who are needing and wanting and feeling drawn to expand your business or even start your business as a lightworker. This is content that I absolutely love making because it's something I do every day, all day. I love sharing with people the tips, the secrets. I don't know if they're secrets after I share them. They're not secrets, but just any of this information that I believe everybody, you know, could benefit from in some way, shape, or form. That being said, I am actually having a lightworker business activation workshop this weekend, if you're listening to it right when I publish it, on March 23rd. I would love for you to join me for this two-hour workshop. We're going to cover all things business, both the masculine side, so like the tech and the back end and the software, and the feminine side, the modalities, the energy behind what you do. And I feel like it's going to be a really balanced way to kind of set for you a foundation if you are just starting or even if you're a little bit into it, but you feel like you need to make some adjustments. So that being said, this is just a little baby taste of that workshop. And if you want to join us this weekend on the 23rd of March, you can click on the link below. By the way, if you are listening after the 23rd of March, have no fear. I always have the playbacks for these workshops available on my website. So just check out my website or reach out to my team and you can get that playback too. So diving into these topics, I'm going to sort of create this podcast episode in the same way that I'm creating the workshop. Well, I'll be kind of covering some more masculine topics and some more feminine topics, okay? The first one I want to cover is really simple. I felt a lot of people who were drawn to create podcasts and audio inspired by maybe what I do and what they see other people do. And I will tell you right now, I am extremely picky about audio quality. I've even had people who are professional audio producers comment on my YouTube videos about how well done it was. Am I a professional? I don't know. By now, am I a professional? I wasn't when I started. I was very self-taught. I did have an assistant who knew the ins and outs and could tell me the equipment to buy and all that kind of thing. So I actually would love to recommend my microphone and also I have an interface because my microphone is what is called an XLR connection. So you cannot connect it in a USB. You have to connect it to sort of a device that will then talk to your computer. I'm trying to use the most basic terminology I can because I am assuming that most of you are not audio engineers. The microphone I use is a Shure SM7B, and the interface that the microphone plugs into, and then the interface plugs into my computer, is called a Cloud Lifter. Now, you do not have to remember all this. I have links below. Disclaimer, they are Amazon affiliate links, so I do get commissions off the links below for the equipment that I recommend to you today. Just want to make sure I mention that. But those are two things I get asked over and over and over again. The software that I'm currently using to edit my audio is Logic Pro, but if you don't want to spend the money on that, you can use GarageBand, or if you have a regular laptop, not a MacBook like I do, you can use a program called Audacity. Okay, both of those are free. That being said, you want to hear another little secret? So I do make a lot of reels, and on a lot of the reels you can hear I do a little reverb on my voice. I've played with that over time. It's funny because some people love it and some people don't. It's really interesting. But I do a variety. I try to do a variety. I can only do the reverb on my computer. I think there are programs you can make your voice reverb on an app on the phone, but I do sometimes record on the phone when I am in a pinch, and it's interesting because the microphones that they now have on the iPhones are pretty decent quality. That being said, you know what? The new MacBooks with the M1 chip have awesome microphones. So if you don't want to buy a microphone right away, they're pretty good microphones on there. You do need to use headphones if you are recording on GarageBand or Audacity. You cannot not have headphones. You got to have those. So that's kind of just a little bit of info. Like I said, we're going very masculine here, going very, very masculine. In addition to that, a lot of people ask me like about my website, how I do my courses, and it's really been interesting to see my business evolve over time. And what has happened is I started out with a WordPress site, which is kind of funny because WordPress is definitely not the easiest to work with. I've heard a lot of good things about Wix. Square has a way to do websites. There's some decent ones out there that can just get your website out there. My philosophy about it is work on the energetics of the website as much as you work on the actual physical part of the website. If you're going to make a website, energize it, activate it. Now, that's part of our 5D business activation course that we, my friend Queenie and I did in 2023. And if you are interested in that course, you can just click on the link below. It's an on-demand course that you can do right now. We talk all about energizing your website. So I evolved from the WordPress, and you want to hear something funny? For a really, really long time, I resisted doing on-demand courses. I was like saying it all over. I'm like, I don't do that stuff. I don't do pre-recorded. I only do live. I only do in person. And that's when I realized my audience started getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I was like, ooh, I don't know if I have all the hours in the day to be, interacting with everybody. And if there's a demand, like, well, that's like kind of a different thing. So then I went, you know what? I feel like it's time. It's time for me to offer some on-demand content. And I like to see it as like basically the podcast, amplified a lot because I know a lot of people enjoy listening to the podcast, but they only go from about 20 to 30 minutes. So if you end up buying one of my on-demand courses, it's like you get to have fun listening to a podcast for more than like 20 or 30 minutes. And it's usually content that's all fitting together to help you in some way. I have my psychic activation course, my light language activation course, one of the most popular and very reasonably priced at $33 US, is my 21 days of activating your 5D abundance. Yes, I loved that one. I loved making that one, all the little light language that I did. It's daily light language for 21 days. So how do I do those? I actually ended up using something called Kajabi. Now, interestingly enough, Kajabi is one of the most popular platforms for courses out there. And it's like everything else. People either love it or don't love it. I think every platform has pros and cons, but overall, I've been very satisfied with Kajabi. It is a higher price point. So I waited until I could justify, sometimes if you have the funds to invest in the business before, then great. But listen to me very, very, very carefully. If you do not have an audience and you create all kinds of courses, I know I've talked to people about this specifically, there's not going to be anybody to buy your courses. So I highly recommend building your audience. And my biggest avenue for building my audience was Instagram, and it was Reels. Yes, it was. And I know a lot of you are like, oh, I don't have to get on social media. Let me tell you, in my personal life, I am not even on social media at all. I only do it for my business. So I hear you on that. But it is, I've now created a relationship with Instagram, and we are colleagues. We are friends. And Instagram helps me. And I help create beautiful things for Instagram, the platform. This is another thing we talk about in the 5D Business Activation course, because if this sounds weird to you, that I'm like, you have a relationship with Instagram? You have a relationship with Meta? Yeah. Yes, I do. They have a sentience to them. Everything is part of source. People be like, well, they're AI. I'm like, well, but so kind of are we. You know, everything was created in some way, shape, or form at some level. And so we're there. Like, I'm talking to Instagram. Hey, help me out. I have somebody on my team who is activating every post, every reel. Mm-hmm. Energetically. So, okay, that took a while to explain the whole thing. But like I said, if you don't have an audience, I don't really recommend spending hours and hours and tons of money on creating a course. Get that audience figured out first. But if you're at the point where you have a decent sized audience, not everybody that has a good sized audience is making like an income off that. I've heard people, I've seen posts where people are like, I have X amount of followers on Instagram and that doesn't mean I'm rich, you know, because we have this like preconceived notions. You have to know how to leverage that audience. I like to say create things that will benefit the audience, right? Because there's all kinds of marketing terminology that makes people feel like just like robots or that dehumanizes them. These are beautiful souls that were drawn to your frequency for a reason. And I don't care if you have 20 followers or 200,000 followers. We honor and value all of them. Send them love. Send them love. Sit with your Instagram. I've like looked at my Instagram, looked at the number of followers, and like I'll just spend time every so often and I will just flow love to them and thank them. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for co-creating. It takes someone receiving in order for you to give, because it's a two-way deal. So that being said, if you're ready to step to the next level, if you want to create courses, I do like Kajabi. Guess what? My website is created on Kajabi and they are constantly rolling out new features. That's one thing I love about them, constantly rolling out new features. The link, if you are interested in stepping into Kajabi, I have an affiliate link below. Again, I receive commissions off this. Just want to put that as a disclaimer, but I do think that they are a wonderful platform. I've been really impressed. Something kind of funny happened. I hit a mile marker in my business since I started in Kajabi, which was, I want to say it was end of 2022, but it might have been beginning of 2023. I'd have to go back and look. I hit a mile marker with my business of 250K in revenue through the Kajabi platform. And they sent me a sweatshirt and a pen. And I was like, my inner child was so happy. Like I wasn't expecting it at all, but they did. And they were so nice. So that being said, that's the masculine piece of this podcast episode. Hope that serves you. If you want to find out more in detail about this kind of stuff, please join our Lightworker Business Activation Workshop on the 23rd, or listen to the playback if you are listening to this after the fact. So sliding into the feminine. Woo, let's take a deep breath. Woo, that was a lot of info, a lot of masculine. Sometimes as people are receiving new information regarding platforms and websites and technology and equipment, I can immediately feel people overwhelmed. Guess what? Especially light workers, because we just want to be in the flow, in the feminine, in the intuition. And that's why there's a lot of really talented light workers out there, very gifted, very intuitive, that don't have that business growth that they want, because there's a little bit of imbalance there. And honestly, if I were to be completely transparent, that's why I'm here doing this, to help you bring balance to your business. That's why I'm emphasizing this right now, because my guide said, buckle up, lightworkers. You're going to have even more demand than you can almost handle. And we want you to be able to handle thousands and thousands of people, because they are going to come in floods as they awaken, as they become aware of this realm. My partner pointed out something actually that I think he read or saw. So many people are leaving organized religion for obvious reasons. And where are they going? Where are they going? This is where they're going. And I don't feel like weird about it because it's a vacuum. Where are people going to go if those of us who are way showers aren't showing up? Where are they going to go? We all have contracts. It's not because we're better than them. It's all just timing. We happen to step into this before they did, and we can show them the way. Just like I happen to have manifest this whole business success thing, doing my passion. Oh my gosh, it's like a dream. And I don't want to say it was unintentional, but I partly didn't even go out there going, I'm going to be an incredible businesswoman. Didn't say that. Nope. Never said that. But here I am, right? Because I'm being a way shower. And I decided to just step out and share my voice. So your voice is needed too. Your voice, your information, your modalities. Let's talk about what's coming through energetically. First of all, I cannot tell you how many people I've talked to over the last little while that are releasing old modalities. I'm not going to name names because some of you don't need to know so that you think, oh my gosh, am I doing something wrong? No, everybody has their thing. If it's a modality that's been around for many years, that's okay. But you might get a ping when you go to take a course and spirit might say, hang on. Access your clairs, tune in. You knew how to do this in a past life. Just go visit the past life. Yeah. And you will remember and you will download and it will come quickly, just like it did for me with multidimensional soul integration. And I was specifically told, and I was so naive back then. I was just like, what? A modality? Oh my gosh, what are you talking about? I didn't sit down one day and go, hey, spirit, please send me a modality that I can spread throughout the world. No. Didn't happen like that. I just knew it. It just birthed into my mind. And the word, I talked about this a couple weeks ago, the words multidimensional soul integration. I know it's long. It's a mouthful. MSI for short. I feel the same about QHHT with Dolores Cannon's modality. It's like, yes, the QHHT is much easier to say. Mine is MSI. The MSI modality came through and I just started doing it. Some of you might wonder how that works because I know a lot of you are also receiving information about your modalities. First of all, write it down. Write it down. You are not being given these modalities for you and only you. You are being given these modalities, these methods, whatever you want to call it. If you don't feel like it's a full-on modality, maybe it's just a technique. Write it down. And then guess what? Share it. And if you want to, make it a paid offering because it's an energy exchange. It's an energy exchange. There's nothing wrong with energy exchanges. But start to document when you get these little things. I'm really grateful for the new MSI practitioner community that I created. It's actually on Facebook, which is something I haven't used before. It's a private Facebook group. So everyone who goes through my MSI practitioner training gets to be part of this community. And I'm dropping in there with like all these aha moments are coming. People that are in that community, the new practitioners are also coming forward with information that even I didn't know about MSI. It's absolutely a co-creation. When you have a modality and you start bringing other people in and they become certified, they're bringing their own flavors, their own tips, their own techniques and gifts. And so it's an incredible thing to see the modality evolve with everybody contributing. I'm actually holding my MSI practitioner training. I do it twice a year in April. I'm just saying that as a side note because I know some of you might be like, how do I do that? What is that? Check it out in the link below, all that jazz. So the feminine aspects, the flow, the intuition. I guess writing it down is more the masculine part. Receiving it is the feminine part. But anyway, I'm just going to tune in right now as I finish up this podcast episode too, because I really want to call in our guides and higher selves and allow a message to come through for those of you. I feel a message of encouragement, a message that will help you release maybe some residual programming that's holding you back just a little baby bit. Okay, so I'll use this music to help us. Drop in, take a deep breath. Start off with a little bit of light language. You can move your hands to it. I feel a Syrian council coming forward. It's very difficult to translate the name of the council because we don't have the verbiage in English, but they're telling me that one of the best ways to understand what this council does is they are overseeing quantum modalities, quantum healing modalities, quantum activation modalities, and all different kinds of modalities that facilitate the ascension at every level of creation. And specifically, how that relates to the human experience for all Gaians. As you tune into this beautiful council, you might feel specific members coming forward. And they are telling me that for every person listening to this podcast, present or future, there is a modality, a unique modality. There are that many. There are limitless modalities, techniques, paths to healing and activation. And they want to remind us a couple of things. One, to honor other people's modalities. Hold space for variety. They say, variety is the spice of life. As you see more and more modalities blossom, allow yourself to experience them. Connect with people who do modalities differently than you, because that might activate your own modalities. They also want to remind us to take inventory of our own personal belief systems around showing up, around our words, our gifts, and their value to humanity. Releasing programs that would keep us from feeling like something we had to say was important. Everything you have to share from your soul, from your heart, is of the utmost importance, dear starseeds. You came to the planet en masse to flood the planet with your voices. You did not come to elect a handful of starseeds who rise to the quote-unquote top and share as gurus. No. You came to, as a collective, each and every one of you share your voice in unison, but more in harmony, so that there are multiple avenues, frequencies, that will magnetize those who are awakening, where some might like one flavor or one frequency, others might prefer a different flavor or frequency. And for that reason, we are asking as many of you as possible to continue to document, to channel, to invite downloads around new techniques to assist the collective with ascension. Dear ones, what you will notice is that as you raise your banner, your voice, whether it be through social media or a podcast or even in person, you will notice your soul family is magnetized to you. And for each starseed on the planet, there are thousands of soul family members, even hundreds of thousands, and sometimes even millions, who have contracted to gather around your frequency as a way to activate their own frequencies and then do the same thing you have done, and so on and so forth, and so on and so forth. It is vital, dear ones, that you release any and all programs of lack or scarcity, because those programs are causing you to think there are already enough voices out there. Mine is not needed. There are already too many modalities, too many lightworkers, too many podcasts. Dear ones, we would say that is not fully accurate. There is an opportunity for limitless content to be shared at the frequency which you are resonating. The more that is shared, and by the way, keep in mind that your audience is not just reflected as physical humans whose numbers you see in likes or subscribers. There are etheric beings on different planes of existence who have been given permission to access the content of lightworkers on Gaia as a way to assist them. And we know that the channel through whom we speak has experienced gatherings where there may only be a dozen people in bodies, but she has felt hundreds attending in spirit, in the non-physical. The same applies to you. Release programs of lack and scarcity. Open yourself to abundance, for you are abundance. Dear ones, we are so grateful for your willingness to even connect with this message. We are grateful to this channel for bringing this information in and allowing you to receive it. We are here always. We are here always. We are here anytime you wish to connect with us. Thank you. And so it is. This is JJ just taking a nice deep breath. Ooh, that was a beautiful message. I can feel it in my body. I'm sure you can too. Do whatever you need to do to fully integrate. Just take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Just gently releasing the music. As we bring everything to a close, I just want to once again remind you it would be my honor to co-create with you additionally at our March 23rd Lightworker Business Activation Workshop. Lots of fun, lots of interesting messages, and I'm sure this council might come forward again. I have no doubt about it. As always, I am sending you so much love and reminding you that I am you and you are me and we are we. Until next time.